you have wishes? Would you like to change something about your blog? Would you like to write better blog posts? Would you like to attract more readers? Would you like to have more impact? Would you like to have more faith in the true value of your blog? Would you like to increase the connection between your readers and yourself? Would you like more views and shares? Would you like your blog to showcase your expertise? Some 15 years ago, when I started blogging, I wanted all of the above. Not only that, I wanted it instantly. So I thought a lot about what I wanted for my blog, and I kept thinking about it. And that's all I did, thinking. I didn't spring into action. I just didn't manage to change the outcome, so I kept doing what I had been doing. I kept blogging the way I had been blogging. I kept thinking what I had been thinking. And surprise, surprise, the result kept being the same result. Until one day, when I realized that this was pure madness. Keep thinking what I was thinking. Keep doing what I was doing. And expecting that the outcome would change. Einstein had been right after all. This realization meant a turning point for me. From that moment, I was able to achieve some of my wishes, and gradually I became better and better at creating the blog results I had been wishing for. So, do you have wishes for your blog? Would you like to change something about your blog? Would you like your blog to deliver more to you and your readers? Then do what I do. 1. Make a wish list. List all and everything you wish for your blog, yourself and your business. No long stories, just a bullet list. Just like your wish list for your birthday or for Christmas. List all the things that make you happy. More readers, more comments, more impact, more enjoyment from blogging, cool topics, great calls to action. Tantalizing titles. Just create something that warms your heart. And then continue reading and implement that too, one by one. And start with the wish that is the most important to you. 2. Choose your thoughts. Choose your thoughts wisely. Choose thoughts that will support you. Let's say you wish to receive more comments on your blog. Thoughts like, I'm not receiving enough comments. Or, not many people find my blogs interesting. Otherwise, I would have more comments. Or, why is nobody leaving a comment on my blog? Are not helpful. Worse even, such thoughts only reiterate what you do not want. What you think becomes your reality, and unwittingly, in doing so, you're maintaining just that. Instead, deliberately choose a thought that supports your wish, such as, I love receiving comments. 3. Watch your words. Only ever express yourself in words about your blog wish that suit your deliberately chosen thought and wish. Saying, how on earth do I get more comments? Or, my topic is far too sensitive for readers to leave comments. Or, I never comment on other people's blogs, so it's only natural readers don't comment on mine either. These provide exactly what you're thinking. Few or no comments. These type of phrases belong to the moaning department. And, by moaning, your underlying thoughts and beliefs will be reactivated and confirmed, resulting in things remaining exactly as they were. So, do watch your words. Make sure you say things that are aligned with your wishes and how you want things to be for your blog. Use affirmative and supportive words, such as, I enjoy every single comment on my blog. Or, I make it my business to respond to each and every comment on my blog. Or, I appreciate the connection I feel with my readers when I read their comments. 4. Banish moaning. Affirming and moaning are equally effective, in my experience. That what you think becomes what you say. What you say becomes your reality. So banish moaning and opt for affirming. Think and say what you wish for. Oh, and also make sure you weed out any disguised moaning. That is a trap. Be aware. In other words, weed out thoughts and words such as, I do a lot to receive comments on my blog, or every time I put a blog post out, I'm wondering if I will get any comments. Instead, go for something like, every comment feels like a compliment. Take full responsibility. Number 5. Take full responsibility for everything you think. You are in control of your thoughts, as you can choose what you want to think at any moment. This will also give you control over what you say. Be kind to yourself. Think about what you want, how you want your blog to be. Say what you want and how you want it. Don't be hard on yourself by thinking and believing what doesn't match your wishes and desires. It really is up to you. Turn your blog into something that pleases you, that you draw energy from, and that makes other people happy. Think it, do it, live it, love it, and share it. Make your wishes come true. As you can imagine, I'm really curious what's on top of your wish list. Please do share this in your comment, that would be really cool. So much so that I will offer you 3 suggestions for supportive phrases about your blog wish in response. Is that cool or cool?